Why your communication style isn't working. You've just finished an important presentation, but the room feels strangely silent. Your team meeting ended without clear action items again. Your email received no response, or worse, triggered a misunderstanding. If these scenarios sound familiar, it might be time to examine your communication style. Effective communication is fundamental to success in both professional and personal realms, yet many of us struggle to connect meaningfully with others despite our best intentions. Understanding the nuances of communication is crucial for anyone looking to advance their career, build stronger relationships, or lead more effectively. The disconnect between what we intend to communicate and what others actually receive can be frustrating and costly. Whether you're a seasoned executive, a team leader, or an individual contributor, your communication style directly impacts your effectiveness, influence, and how others perceive you. The good news is that communication patterns can be identified and adjusted with awareness and practice. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore why your current communication approach might be falling short, how to identify your personal style, and concrete strategies to transform the way you connect with others. By the end, you'll have practical tools to ensure your message not only reaches its destination but achieves the impact you intend. Signs your communication style isn't working. Before we dive into specific communication styles, it's important to recognize the warning signs that your current approach may be ineffective. According to communication experts, several indicators suggest your style might need adjustment. Being aware of these signs is the first step toward improvement. Consistent misunderstandings. If people frequently misinterpret your intentions or meaning, this is a clear signal that something in your delivery isn't working. You might notice people looking confused when you speak, or you often hear phrases like "that's not what I thought you meant" or "I didn't realize that's what you wanted." Limited engagement or response. Do your emails go unanswered? Do people seem disengaged during your presentations? When your communication style isn't effective, you'll notice a lack of meaningful response from others. This disengagement can manifest as blank stares in meetings, minimal participation in discussions you lead, or a general sense that your words aren't landing as intended. Frequent conflicts or tension. If your interactions regularly lead to disagreements or create an atmosphere of tension, your communication style might be contributing to the problem. Some people find that their direct approach is often perceived as confrontational, while others might be so indirect that their needs go unmet, creating resentment. One individual shared their experience on social media, stating, "I think my communication style is ruining my relationships," describing how their analytical approach often came across as argumentative even when they were simply trying to understand different perspectives. Feedback about your communication. Perhaps the most direct sign is receiving explicit feedback about how you communicate. If colleagues, friends, or family members have commented on your communication style, whether noting that you interrupt, don't listen well, speak too aggressively, or are too passive, these observations should not be dismissed. Inability to influence or persuade. Do your ideas rarely gain traction? Do you struggle to convince others or build consensus? Your communication style might be undermining your ability to influence. Effective communicators can adapt their message to resonate with different audiences, making their ideas more compelling and actionable. Understanding different communication styles. Communication styles vary widely across individuals, cultures, and contexts. Understanding these different approaches can help you identify your own tendencies and recognize when they might be creating barriers. This informative video breaks down the main communication styles and how they function in various settings, providing valuable insights into interpersonal dynamics. The direct/assertive communicator. Direct communicators are straightforward, to the point, and focused on results. They value efficiency and clarity, often preferring brief conversations that center on facts rather than feelings. While this style can be effective in crisis situations or time-sensitive projects, it can also come across as abrupt, insensitive, or domineering if not balanced with empathy. Strengths: clarity, efficiency, decisive leadership. Potential pitfalls: may appear intimidating, can shut down open dialogue, might miss important contextual or emotional information. The analytical communicator. Analytical communicators prioritize data, logic, and detailed information. They tend to be thorough in their explanations and expect the same level of detail from others. This style excels in technical environments but might struggle in situations requiring emotional intelligence or quick decisions based on incomplete information. Strengths: thoroughness, accuracy, logical approach. Potential pitfalls: may overwhelm others with details, can seem cold or distant, might overanalyze simple issues. the collaborative/relational communicator. Collaborative communicators focus on building relationships and consensus. They value harmony and connection, often checking in on how others feel and encouraging participation from all voices. While this approach fosters inclusive environments, it can sometimes lead to inefficiency or difficulty making tough decisions. Strengths: team building, emotional intelligence, inclusive leadership. Potential pitfalls: may avoid necessary conflict, can take too long to reach conclusions, might prioritize harmony over results. The intuitive communicator. Intuitive communicators are big picture thinkers who often communicate in concepts rather than step-by-step details. They may jump between ideas quickly and focus on future possibilities. While this style can inspire innovation, it sometimes lacks the structure needed for effective execution. Strengths: visionary thinking, innovation, ability to inspire. Potential pitfalls: may seem disorganized, can frustrate detail-oriented listeners, might neglect practical considerations. How your communication style impacts your career. The way you communicate doesn't just affect your day-to-day interactions, it can fundamentally shape your career trajectory. Forbes highlights 5 key ways your communication style might be holding back your professional growth, emphasizing that even highly competent professionals can hit a ceiling if they can't effectively convey their value and ideas. Leadership perception. How you communicate directly influences whether others see you as a leader. Communication styles that project confidence, clarity, and empathy tend to be associated with leadership potential. Conversely, styles that come across as insecure, overly aggressive, or consistently unclear may prevent others from viewing you as leadership material, regardless of your technical capabilities. Relationship building. Career advancement often depends as much on relationships as on skills. Your communication style affects your ability to build the network necessary for growth opportunities. Those who can adapt their communication to connect authentically with diverse colleagues and stakeholders typically find more doors opening to them throughout their careers. Conflict resolution. How you handle disagreements can make or break your professional reputation. A communication style that addresses conflicts constructively, acknowledging different perspectives while working toward solutions, demonstrates maturity and emotional intelligence. These qualities are increasingly valued in complex organizational environments where collaboration is essential. Adapting to new environments. Career transitions require communication flexibility. When starting a new role, your ability to adjust your communication style to fit the organizational culture can significantly impact your success. Some workplace cultures value direct communication, while others prioritize consensus-building approaches. Recognizing these differences and adapting accordingly is a valuable professional skill. Identifying your current communication style. Before you can make meaningful changes, you need to understand your baseline. Self-awareness is the foundation of communication improvement. Here are several approaches to help you identify your dominant communication patterns. Reflection and self-assessment. Set aside time to honestly reflect on your communication tendencies. Consider questions like: do you tend to speak more than you listen, or vice versa? Are you comfortable with direct feedback, or do you prefer it wrapped in positive comments? Do you process information better through data and facts, or stories and examples? How do you typically respond when faced with disagreement? Do you communicate differently in stressful situations? Solicit feedback. While self-reflection is valuable, others often see patterns we miss. Ask trusted colleagues, friends, or family members for specific feedback about your communication style. Request concrete examples rather than general impressions to make the feedback actionable. Record and review. If possible, record yourself in communication settings, whether a presentation, meeting, or conversation. Reviewing the recording can reveal habits you might not notice in the moment, from interrupting others to using minimizing language that undermines your message. Communication style assessments. Formal assessments can provide structured insights into your communication preferences. Tools like the DISC assessment, Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, or specific communication style inventories offer frameworks to understand your natural tendencies. Strategies to transform your communication approach. Once you've identified patterns that may be hindering your effectiveness, it's time to develop strategies for improvement. Remember that changing communication habits takes time and practice. Be patient with yourself as you implement these approaches. Develop flexibility across styles. The most effective communicators can adapt their style to different situations and audiences. This doesn't mean being inauthentic, but rather developing a broader repertoire of communication approaches. For example, If you're naturally direct, practice incorporating more relationship-building elements into your communication. If you tend toward detail orientation, work on articulating the big picture first before diving into specifics. If you're highly collaborative, challenge yourself to make decisions more efficiently when appropriate. Enhance your listening skills. Regardless of your natural style, improved listening almost always enhances communication effectiveness. Practice active listening techniques. Focus completely on the speaker rather than preparing your response. Ask clarifying questions to ensure understanding. Paraphrase key points to confirm comprehension. Note nonverbal cues that might provide additional context. Calibrate your message to your audience. Consider who you're communicating with and what will resonate with them. Different audiences respond to different approaches. Technical experts often appreciate detailed data and logical arguments. Senior executives typically value concise, bottom-line information. Creative teams might engage better with visual presentations and conceptual discussions. Cross-functional groups usually need context and clear connections to their areas. Manage your emotional state. Our communication style often deteriorates under stress. Developing techniques to maintain composure can prevent communication breakdowns. Practice pausing before responding in tense situations. Develop awareness of your physical responses to stress. Prepare mentally for challenging conversations. Consider scheduling important discussions when you are likely to be at your best. Leadership communication best practices. Whether you are in a formal leadership position or aspiring to greater influence, mastering leadership communication principles can transform your effectiveness. Expert resources on leadership communication strategies emphasize several key practices that set exceptional communicators apart. Clarity and consistency. Effective leaders provide clear direction that aligns across different communication channels. They ensure their verbal messages match their written communication, their actions, and the overall organizational narrative. This consistency builds trust and prevents the confusion that results from mixed messages. Mastering conversation skills. Even leaders with strong presentation abilities sometimes struggle with one-on-one or small group interactions. Great communicators approach every conversation with intentionality, balancing inquiry with advocacy and creating space for authentic exchange. They recognize that meaningful conversations, not just formal communications, often drive engagement and innovation. The power of questioning. One of the most underutilized leadership communication tools is the thoughtful question. Leaders who ask powerful questions can shift perspectives, surface new ideas, and create ownership without imposing solutions. The right question at the right time can be more transformative than the most compelling statement. Building loyalty through communication. Communication isn't just about transmitting information, it's about building relationships. Leaders who foster loyalty through their communication habits typically share several practices. They communicate respect consistently, demonstrate vulnerability when appropriate, provide meaningful recognition, and connect individual contributions to larger purpose. These approaches create an emotional bond that transcends transactional leadership. Communicating through change. Perhaps the greatest test of leadership communication comes during periods of uncertainty or transformation. Effective change communication addresses both rational understanding and emotional responses. Leaders who excel in this area provide context for changes, acknowledge concerns openly, paint a compelling vision of the future, and outline clear next steps, all while demonstrating authentic commitment to the journey ahead. Cultural and contextual considerations. An often overlooked aspect of communication effectiveness is the role of culture and context. What works brilliantly in one environment might fail completely in another. Consider these dimensions as you refine your approach. Organizational culture. Each organization has its own communication norms and expectations. Some value brevity and directness, while others prioritize collaborative processes and relationship maintenance. Understanding these unwritten rules can help you communicate in ways that resonate within your specific workplace culture. Industry differences. Communication expectations vary significantly across industries. Technical fields often value precision and detail. Creative industries might emphasize conceptual thinking and visual communication, while service-oriented sectors typically prioritize empathetic and responsive communication styles. Global and cross-cultural communication. In increasingly global workplaces, cultural dimensions of communication take on greater importance. Awareness of differences in directness, formality, relationship expectations, and nonverbal communication can prevent misunderstandings when working across cultural boundaries. Remote vs. in-person dynamics. The physical context of communication also matters. Remote communication typically requires more explicit clarity, more frequent check-ins, and more attention to engagement than in-person interactions, where nonverbal cues provide additional context. Conclusion. Effective communication isn't a static skill but an ongoing practice that evolves throughout your career. The journey from recognizing that your current style isn't working to developing a more effective approach requires both awareness and intentional effort. Begin by identifying one or two specific aspects of your communication that would benefit most from improvement. Perhaps you need to become more concise in written communication, more empathetic in difficult conversations, or more structured in your presentations. Choose areas where changes would have the most significant impact on your effectiveness. Next, establish concrete practices to develop these areas. This might involve regular reflection, seeking feedback after important interactions, working with a communication coach, or simply setting reminders to implement new approaches in your day-to-day communications. Remember that communication improvement isn't about fundamentally changing who you are, but rather expanding your repertoire and flexibility. Your authentic voice remains your greatest communication asset. The goal is to ensure that voice is heard and understood as you intend. Ultimately, the effort you invest in refining your communication approach will yield returns not just in your professional effectiveness but in the quality of your relationships and your ability to navigate life's complex interactions with greater ease and impact.